Hi there, mister. Doctor. Well, here we are again, just you and me. What should we do today? I knew it. Always the same thing. You just want to sit here and listen to me tell you what a slut I've been. Is that right? I know you do. You love listening to me tell you all about what a little whore I am, don't you? I know, I know. It's your job, and you're here to listen and to help me, right? But I feel like all you've really done so far is just listen, and I've noticed how much you enjoy listening. Trust me, I've been watching you, Doc. Don't think I haven't noticed that bulge in your pants every time I told you one of my little stories. I know you love me sitting here and telling you what a little slut I've been. I saw how interested you were when I told you about my first blowjob and how I lost my innocence and realized I was fascinated with cock and cum. Don't think I didn't notice the look on your face when I said I wanted to be covered in cum. Or the look on your face when I talked about him fucking me in the bathroom. But it wasn't your face I was looking at when I told you about my first time with another man. Then I was watching the outline of your cock straining against your pants. Or last time, when I told you about letting a room full of strange men fuck me, I could tell that it was all you could do to resist. Every time I told you that you could do whatever you wanted to do to me. But you just kept resisting, no matter how hard I try. You're such a professional. Well, that's not how it's gonna be today, Doc. You gotta give a little, you know? Oh, don't play dumb with me, sir. You know what I want. I've been telling you since our very first meeting, after all. I want to get fucked. Is that really so much to ask for? All you have to do is help me out of all of this and take me however you please, and I'll tell you all about what a little naughty girl I am, Doc. It's the only way you're gonna hear the end of my story, and the only way you're gonna get to know why I'm here. Why we're even talking. You want to know. You need to know. I can tell. So come on. Forget everything else and just take me. Just this once. Let me make it easier for you. It doesn't have to start with you doing anything at all. Just stay there at your desk chair. You don't have to do anything. Just sit back. Relax and let me do everything. Would you like that? If I drop to my knees right here, like this, and just crawled across the floor for you? I knew you would. Look, I'm not even gonna use my hands, okay? Let me just grab your zipper with my teeth and. Your cock is perfect. It's been so long. You don't understand. I need this. And I think you do too. Look how hard you are already. I'll keep my end of the bargain too. I know. You love hearing about my little adventures. So, I want to tell you all about them. One thing that's really important, you know, is that even though I had all these random little fun encounters, I really did care for my boyfriend. I came home to him every night, and I made sure I took such good care of him. Kind of like I'm taking care of you now, sir. I would lick and suck his cock every night, just like this. His cock wasn't as nice as yours, though. I could do this all day for you, doctor. Whenever you like. Anyway, where was I? Right, so, despite all that, I felt a connection with him, you know? And with him, I taught myself all the fun ways I could lick and I suck and gag myself. All the fun places to flick with the tip of my tongue, just like this. But you want to know more, don't you, Doc? I know I have a pretty mouth, but aren't there other more exciting things you'd like to do? You're gonna have to, you know, if you want to hear the rest of my story. Yeah, I knew you wanted this. Oh god, I'm so excited, Doc. I've been wanting to fuck you since our very first visit. You just sat there. Had to be all professional, but I knew you wanted this, just not as badly as I did, until now. But you don't have to worry about a thing, Doc. I'm gonna make every second of this worthwhile. If you could just help me with this right here. Much better. Now fuck me, mister. Fuck me right here on your desk so I can tell you all about what a naughty girl I've been. Oh, God, fucking need this. Keep fucking me and I'll tell you everything you want to know. You need to understand, Doc. People always talk about dumb or sub. I hate that question. It's all wrong, Doc. I do whatever men want me to do, but not because I'm a submissive. I do it because it feels so fucking good. I am a pleasure seeker, and like I said, I really did care about my boyfriend. I wanted him to feel good in the same ways I felt, just like I want you to feel good. I've come to care about you in my own strange way during these sessions, Doc. So I need you to keep fucking me, Doc. I love it. I know you love it. And it makes me... it makes us so much fucking better. So don't you stop. Use my fucking pussy however you want to fuck. Oh, yeah. The story. I'll keep going as long as you keep going. So my boyfriend. I wanted him to feel good. I wanted to constantly surprise him and make him feel as good as I felt. That's why one night, I convinced him to let me cuff him to the bed once I had him all secure. I climbed up onto him. Oh, I ran my tongue across his jawline and my fingers down his body. It was thrilling. I wanted him to feel good, but it felt amazing for me to be on top of him too. To decide everything that was about to happen. I undid his belt back. And I climbed up onto him. I fucked him real slow at first. Putting my hands on his shirt. Feeling his chest underneath. But that's not really what I wanted. I wanted him to feel as lost in sensations as I knew I could be. That's why. That's why I had a knife hidden behind me. And that's why I ran it up his torso. For so slowly, letting him feel the tip of the blade drag across his skin. And I cut through his shirt, running back and forth with him so deep in my pussy the whole time. The power. And the feelings and the lust. They overcame me, Doc. It felt so fucking good. And when he flinched when I cut him the tiniest bit, I think he liked it. I know I did. That drop of blood oozing out of his skin was one of the sexiest things I'd ever seen. I was fixated on it. And transpired it. I reached out with my hand and I smeared it across his chest, and I could have come right then, riding him in just a little streak of blood. Don't stop fucking me, Doc. You cannot stop now. I'll tell everyone how you violated your doctor-patient relationship. I'll tell them you took advantage of me. Keep fucking me. Oh, fuck yes. Doc, it was amazing. But I craved more. I needed more. So I scratched him with the tip of the blade again. And again, don't slow down. Don't you fucking dare stop. I washed the blood. Well, out of the scratches. So slowly. And I was so caught up in the sexiness of all of it that I didn't realize that the cuts were getting deeper and deeper. And my desire to be covered in that hot red blood getting stronger and stronger until it was too late. I slit his throat. And I kept riding that beautiful cock as his blood sprayed out at me in time with his heartbeat. Covering us both in the beautiful, sexy, fucking liquid life. And I came harder and longer than I ever had. And that's why I'm here, Doc. That's why they've locked me away in the psych ward. But you knew, right? You read my file, and you knew, and you wanted me. Anyway, wanted me so bad that you helped me out of the straitjacket. Finally, after these little visits, and I wanted you too. I knew from the moment I saw you that I had to have you. I had to feel you inside me, and I need you to come for me. I need you to come in my little pussy. Fill me up, Doc. Fill me with your cum. Make me a good girl. Let me be a perfect little whore for you, just like that. Fuck. Yes, come inside me, Doc. Bleed for me. Feel that pen. In your throat. Feel your life drain away while you use me. Feel my pussy with your cum. Cover me with your fucking blood. I love it. I need it. Oh. you know, you really shouldn't keep pointy objects on your desk, Doc. You never know what could happen around all these dangerous criminals here. Who knows who could be trying to hurt you?